晚上跟大家来谈福音尖兵的楷模。
Tonight I'd like to share the topic, the model of evangelical pioneers.
尖兵呢，这个中文呢、的意思，这个是军事的术语啊，尖兵。军事在用的术语。
So the Chinese word for pioneers is more is related to the army. It's a military term.
要让这个中文比较能够表达意思。
And the Chinese is able to explain the meaning better.
那意思就是说军队在行进军队在行进的时候，那有时候会遭遇敌人的埋伏所以他必须要先派出几个兵在前面先去打听先去看看前面的道路是安不安全的。
So when an army is about to set out, first they will send a few people to go and spy out and look at the situation to see if it's safe to move forward, so that they don't fall into an ambush.
因为有时候会遭受敌人的攻击，有时候会误入那个雷区地雷的区域。
Because otherwise they may fall into the hands of their enemies or enter into a territory where they're full of mines.
那有些时候尖兵呢必须要先破坏一些障碍物。
And so most of these times, then these spies will have to first destroy these obstacles.
尖兵的任务是非常危险的。
And so the role of these first spies are very important.
大家可能一听到说他要被指派为尖兵大概知道这趟去有些时候生存的机会可能也很渺小。
So when someone knows that he's about to be sent out as a spy, he also knows that that he may not be coming back.
因为是一个很危险而且是很辛苦的任务。
Because it is a very dangerous and difficult task.
那楷模就是模范
A model means that it is an example.
因为福音尖兵的楷模就是那些传福音的人到还没有人去过的地方传福音。
So the model of evangelical pioneers means that these are the people who go to preach where the gospel has not yet been preached.
因为没有人去过
Because no one has been there before.
那边也没有教会。
There are no churches there.
那里的民情风俗怎么样，可能也不清楚。
And we may not be familiar with the culture or the situation in that place.
那里的人能不能够接受福音也是不清楚。
And no one knows whether the people there will accept the gospel.
会发生什么危险，发生什么状况也不清楚。
And no one knows what dangers are there and what will happen there.
保罗呢，他自己他立了个志向，要到基督没有被传过的地方去传福音。
And Paul determined to go and preach the gospel to a place where it's never been preached before.
所以保罗他就是福音的尖兵。
And so Paul is a pioneer of the gospel.
那事实上基督耶稣也是尖兵。
And actually Lord Jesus is also a pioneer.
因为那条路从来没有人走过。
Because he walked on a road that has never been walked before.
但是基督耶稣为我们走过了。
But Lord Jesus went for us.
各样的苦难他为我们受过了。
He has suffered all kinds of difficulties.
所以我们今天所受的冤屈所受的苦难，所受的不公平的待遇其实主耶稣已经遭遇过了。
So all the pains and unfairness that we have gone through or are going through now, actually Lord Jesus has already gone through them before.
所以他还是尖兵。
And so he is a pioneer.
那他走过了，我们再来走，就觉得很安全。
And since he's been on this road before, and now that we are to walk on it, then we feel a lot safer.
那保罗到过没有人传的地方去传福音。
And Paul went to a place to preach the gospel where no one has gone before.
他在那里建立教会。
And he established churches there.
所以以后去的人就有的住有人接待。
So then people who go later will have a place to stay and people who can show hospitality.
以后去的人就很舒服。
And so for people who come after him, their time, they will have a much easier time.
好像早期的传道们到非洲去传道。
Just like the early ministers who preached in Africa.
没有人去过
It's a place no one has gone to before.
他们住的地方就很简陋。
And so they lived in very poor conditions.
他们也可能会遭遇到很多的危险，很多的困难。
They may encounter many difficulties or dangers.
但是他们克服很多困难。
But they overcame these difficulties.
主是帮助他们。
And the Lord Jesus helped them.
后来教会建立了。
And later the church was established.
后来去的人就很舒服有教会可以住啊。
So people who follow them have a very comfortable time because they can stay at church.
弟兄姐妹经过训练以后也知道怎么来接待招待传道。
And through training, brothers and sisters there know how to receive the ministers and also visitors.
所以我们来看这个《使徒行传》十八章，它记载福音尖兵他们能够让我们作为楷模的地方。
And so Acts chapter 18 shows us evangelical pioneers, and they can serve as good models for us.
那么今天的读经进度也是刚好《使徒行传》十八章。
And so today the Bible reading progress we're also on Acts chapter 18.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's read Acts chapter 18.
十八章第五节
，Chapter 18, verse 5。
希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
Verse 5, when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was constrained by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ.
那这些人在传福音他们总是有一个动力。
So when a person is preaching the gospel, they have to be motivated or constrained by something.
因为当那个尖兵是一项很危险的工作。
Because it is a very dangerous work to be a pioneer.
这些人甘愿冒着生命的危险。
And so these people are willing to risk their lives.
到基督没有被传过的地方去传福音。
To preach the gospel to a place where it's never been preached before.
他们要冒着生命的危险。
They risk their lives.
那他们为什么要这样子做？
And why do they do this?
甘愿冒生命的危险大家都很怕死啊。
Why were they willing to risk their lives? Everyone is afraid to die.
因为保罗为道迫切的。
Because Paul was constrained by the Spirit.
那有的英文圣经是说他被催逼被神的灵催逼。
So he was constrained by the Spirit.
所以因为他内心有神的灵。
So that in his heart there is the Spirit of God.
所以神的灵在他里头在让他动。
So the Spirit of God moves within him.
他不动的话，里头的灵就一直激动他。
If he doesn't do something, that Spirit continues to move him.
这个为道迫切。
And so he was zealous for the gospel.
所以我们今天要传福音
So today we must preach the gospel.
也是必须要有一个动力。
We must be motivated by something.
这个动力的来源就是神的灵。
And the origin of that motivator is the Spirit of God.
那假设没有神的灵在里头动人的劝告、人的勉励是很有限的。
If there is not the Spirit of God that motivates, the man's encouragement are very limited.
你看，我们是要传福音
So we know to preach the gospel.
多少个传道者、负责人在台上勉励每一位信徒都要。做福音的尖兵要去传福音。
How many ministers and sermon speakers have motivated, encouraged us to preach the gospel?
要去带领我们的朋友来慕道来听道理。
To bring your friends to come and listen to the truth.
但是假设没有圣灵的帮助。
But without the help of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的催逼。
Without the constraint of the Holy Spirit.
我们看很清楚了，圣经记载保罗他也是被神的灵所催逼呀。
Here it wrote clearly that Paul was constrained by the Spirit.
所以他里头圣灵充满。
So he was filled with the Holy Spirit inside.
所以基督精兵就是要有神的灵在催逼着他。
So Christian soldiers need to have the Spirit inside to constrain him.
那保罗在哥林多后书第五章十四节，他那里也提到一个催逼的事情。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul also talks about how he was compelled.
那中文就翻译成为激励中文翻译成为激励。我们请看。哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
第五章十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人替众人死了，众人就都死了。十五节。
15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主而活，这边是提到一个字说激励。
So here says constrains.
那基督爱 compel 催逼激励他。
So the love of Christ constrains.
这保罗这些福音的尖兵福音传福音的人，他们为什么该冒生命的危险去传福音呢？
So why do the evangelical pioneers are willing to risk their lives to preach the gospel? It is because of the constraint of the love of Christ. Because they know that Christ has died for them. And they're very clear on that point. And they felt it deeply. And why do they feel it deeply? Because they have a soft heart. They have a fleshly heart. A person with a stony heart will not have any response. Because a heart of stone, a stone is something that is dead. Stones do not have life. So if you play an instrument to the stone, it will have no response. But because humans have a heart of flesh, so they can understand when you say something, they will respond to you. And so the love of Christ constrained Paul. And same for us today. We have to allow ourselves to be constrained and to be motivated so that we can preach the gospel. We have to rely on the guidance of God and let His Spirit fill in us. And let the love of Christ constrain us. So see, the Lord Jesus has already died for us on the cross. He bled for us. He sacrificed. So if we make a small sacrifice, then what does that matter? Our spiritual convocation is coming quickly in March. So now we can start calling our friends. And see who we can contact. Who are our colleagues?
哪些同学
or friends?
啊，现在就开始写名单了。
And we can start putting them their names on a list.
就为这些人祷告。
And to start praying for them.
在迈阿密啊，有个家庭啊，何姐妹啊的一个男孩啊，他读初中的时候。
And in Miami, a sister who in Miami, her son when he was in high junior high.
他就带领很多同学来听道理。
He brought many of his friends to listen to the gospel.
所以他的同学啊，那些加起来比我们那当地的信徒人数还多啊。
And so all his friends combined outnumber our members there.
有时候五个。
Sometimes there are five.
他同学五个来参加聚会啊。
So sometimes he will have five friends who come join service.
有时候到七个八个。
Sometimes eight or seven or eight.
啊，他一个人呢。
And he's only one person.
为什么他能够带那么多的同学来听道理啊？
How come he's able to bring so many of his friends to listen to the gospel?
才读初中啊。
And he was only in middle school.
他到底懂多少？
How much does he really know?
因为神的爱，神的灵在他里头催逼他。
But because the love of Christ and His Spirit is inside him, constraining him.
因为他有反应。
Because he has a response to it.
所以他就很勇敢地去做了。
And so he courageously did so.
所以一样，我们也要经常祷告啊，求神来帮助我们。
And so in the same way, we ought to pray often to ask the Lord to help us.
要想想基督耶稣的十字架。
And to think about the cross.
那我们再看回来《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十五节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 25.
十八章二十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 25.
这人就指着亚波罗哈。
This man is Apollos.
这亚波罗已经在主的道上受了教训啊，在心里火热，将耶稣的事详细教训人。请念。
This man has been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord.
十八章的第二个人物传福音的人呢，就是。亚波罗。
The second person in chapter 18 that preached the gospel was Apollos.
那圣经说亚波罗啊，心里火热。
The Bible records that Apollos was fervent in spirit.
就很认真的、很积极的啊，来传福音的。
And so he he took the initiative to preach the gospel.
所以他把他所知道的哈、啊，都很清楚的讲给人听。
And so he spoke and taught accurately the things that he knew.
要心里火热，心里面有一把火在烧着。
So he was fervent in spirit, meaning he had a fire in his heart.
那这个火在烧啊。
And that fire was burning.
那火在烧的话，里面就产生动力。
When fire burns, it creates energy.
那耶利米也有这种经历啊。
Jeremiah also had that experience.
啊，请看耶利米书二十章第九节。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9.
耶利米书二十章的第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9。
我若说啊，我不再提主，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火逼杀在我骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not.
So, 神的话在耶利米的心里呀，就好像火在烧一样。
So the word of God was in Jeremiah's heart like a burning fire.
啊，这火烧到一个程度啊，他就爆发出来呀，产生能力呀。
When fire burns to a certain point, it will combust and form energy.
啊，耶利米本来是想说啊，不想讲了。
At first, Jeremiah was thinking, "Oh, I don't want to talk about God anymore."
因为他讲，可能也没有人会相信呢、啊。
Because maybe no one will believe him anyway.
可能他讲一啊，别人讲三呐、啊，越问越多啊。
Maybe he'll say one thing, and other people will say something else and ask a lot of questions.
啊，不讲的话，大家都没问题啊；一讲的话，问题一大堆啊。
Maybe there'll be no problems if he doesn't say anything, and there'll be a lot of problems after he does say something.
所以想说，干脆不讲。
So maybe he should just not say anything.
可是呢，有一把火在他里头烧着。
But there was a burning fire in his heart.
他就忍不住啊。
So he could not hold it back.
可他就讲出来。
So he spoke the words.
所以他内心有神的话。
So in his heart was the word of God.
我上次说提到一个例子哈，有一个大概六十几岁的老姐妹啊，也不是很老，不能说老啊，说六十几岁的姐妹呢、啊。
Last time I raised an example of a sister in her 60s.
因为当时我还很年轻啊。
Because at that time I was still very young, so I thought she was old.
啊，这位姐妹啊，参加 NYTS.
This sister attended NYTS.
因为那个时候还没有成人的神训班。
Because at that time there was no NYTS for adults.
所以青年神训班啊，就是老少都在一起啊。
And so at that time, both the young people and the older people would attend NYTS.
啊，这位姐妹她参加三年的神训班。
This sister attended 3 years of NYTS.
啊，毕业的。
And she graduated.
啊，毕业，所以她道理懂了很多啊。
And after she graduated, she knew a lot about the word of God.
所以她都很想讲。
And so she wants to share what she knows.
哇，她说要求啊，负责人要派她上台领会。
And she requested for the council members to arrange her to speak sermons.
说这个姐妹她为什么主动请求执事会派她上台领会
？So why did this sister take the initiative to ask the council member to schedule her to be a sermon speaker？
你看我们在座的可能有很多人参加过神训班呢、啊。
Many of us seated here probably attended these theological seminars before.
啊，大家是不是已经毕业了
？And have you maybe graduated?
好像已经很多人参加过三年了。
And many people have attended all 3 years.
啊，你要主动啊，你要主动请求教会帮你安排领会，有没有
？Have you ever taken the initiative to ask the church to arrange you to lead a service before?
我们看耶利米啊，它里面充满着神的话。
We see that Jeremiah was filled with the word of God in his heart.
他忍不住啊，想要讲啊。
He couldn't hold it back, and he wanted to say them.
因为神的话在他里头，好像一把火在烧着。
Because the word of God was in his heart like a burning fire.
所以这些福音的尖兵啊，他们有神的话。
So these evangelical pioneers, they have the word of God.
他们有神的灵。
They have the spirit of God.
他们有神的爱。
They also have the love of God.
这是他们传福音的原动力啊。
And these are the motivators in their service.
我们经常啊，充满神的爱，充满着神的灵啊，充满神的话。
So we have to be always filled with God's love, His spirit, and word.
那我们再来看他们传道的精神。
Now let us see the spirit or their attitude when they preach the gospel.
再看回来《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 18.
十八章第四节。
Chapter 18, verse 4.
每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论、劝化犹太人和希腊人。
Verse 4. And Paul reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks.
他们在会堂啊， 辩论。
So they reasoned in the synagogue.
哇，辩论就是要好像我们说辩论辩到面红耳赤啊。
And sometimes you reason or debate with someone, you it could become kind of testy.
因为有些时候会越变得越大声啊。
Because sometimes as you debate, voices get louder.
那要用很多力气来讲话。
You have to spend a lot of energy to say what you want to say.
脸就红了，脖子就粗了。
And so your face may turn red, and your neck could become thicker.
啊，你看保罗他们变到讲到的是。到这个程度啊。
And so you see how Paul reasoned in the synagogue up until that point.
啊，这个辩论并不是外面那个争吵，我看谁的嗓子大，不是那个意思的。
A reason doesn't mean they're comparing to see who's better.
所谓辩论就是说有条理啊，就有那个逻辑的系统的讲论。
Reasoning means that they made a logical, systematic arguments.
所以他讲耶稣的道理就是有个系统的。
So when he spoke of Jesus, he had a systematic approach.
那保罗他把耶稣基督的道理他把它整理出来。
And so Paul organized the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
那整理出来以后就变成他的了，就在脑筋里头啊。
And after he organized it, then it became his, and it was in his mind.
我们听到了听了很多。
We listened to a lot of sermons.
假如我们从十岁开始。信耶稣。
If we were a believer since we were 10,
啊，十岁的孩子道理听得懂了，话已经听得懂了。
And 10-year-olds, children, they know and understand a word.
啊，到了三十岁。
And so if you're 30,
啊，他的道理已经听了二十年。
Then that person would have listened to 20 years of sermons.
可是他有没有能够有办法很有条理的讲给别人听呢
？But is he able to very systematically explain what he knows to other people?
有时候听了会忘记啊。
Sometimes we may forget what we hear.
但是只要是自己整理过。
But if you have organized it yourself.
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗自己整理。
Paul organized.
啊，有条有理，有这个逻辑系统的整理。
And very systematically and logically, he compiled everything.
啊，整理以后他就记得住啊。
And after he compiled and organized, and he could remember.
他就能够讲给别人听啊。
So then he can present it to other people.
所以我们要自己整理。
And so we have to take the time to compile and organize.
尤其对这是五大教义哈。
Especially concerning our five basic beliefs.
啊，基本道理的总会啊，已经。出成册啊，这个书啊，那我们就买来看。
Or some of the most basic doctrines, if there are books out there, we should buy it and read it.
啊，自己做笔记。
And take notes ourselves.
那再变成我们自己的了。
Then it becomes our own.
不然的话，道理听了三十年还是不能够记住的。
Otherwise, you may listen to sermons for 30 years and not remember a thing.
这保罗他辩论。
And so Paul reasoned.
很有条理的告诉别人。
Very systematically, he explained.
那他是本着圣经啊在辩论啊。
And he used the Bible to reason.
所以以圣经为基础。
He used the Bible as his foundation.
啊，不是以自己的学识啊。
Not using his own education.
那再来他劝化。
Also he persuaded.
那劝化的意思啊，就是要赢哈，啊，这样要赢。
Persuading means that he wanted to win them over.
啊，就劝告啊！你为什么要劝告一个人呢、啊？
Why do you persuade someone？
比如说，大家要出去吃饭。
For example, if you want to go out and eat。
啊，只有一个人呢、啊，他不想出去的。
There's only one person who didn't want to go out and eat。
那、啊、他没去的话，就没有什么去的，没有什么趣味。
And so if they
啊，那个人不去的话，大家也不想去的。
And so if that person doesn't go, then nobody wants to go。
就大家都劝他走啊。
And so everyone else would want to persuade him to come too。
那怎么劝？
And how would they persuade him?
你劝他的结果就是要让他去呀。
You try to persuade him, hoping that at the end he will go.
所以要想办法啊来说服他。
And you find a way to persuade him.
想办法来赢他。
Find a way to win him over.
因为他不去的话，他有理由，他不想去呀。
Because he may have his reasons for not going as well.
所以当我们讲的理由输他的时候，他不想去，那我们要他去啊，那他不想去的理由。盖过我们的时候，那他就赢啊，我们输了。
So if his reasons for not coming wins over our reasons for wanting him to come, then we have lost.
所以我们要劝化他，就是我们要赢他。
So when we want to persuade him, we are trying to win them over.
那他不想信耶稣的理由也可能有很多啊。
And there may be many reasons why a person doesn't want to believe in
Jesus. 但是我们要他信耶稣的理由也是很多。
But we also have many reasons why he should believe in Jesus.
那我们就能够赢他。
So we try to win them over.
那就劝化他。
And try to persuade them.
所以我们对信仰体验啊要很充足。
So we have to be filled with experiences in our faith.
那我们也要这个心。
And we also have to have that heart.
想要赢他。
To try to persuade them and win them over.
想救他的灵魂。
And to save their souls.
我们舍不得他下地狱的。
Because we don't want to see them go to hell.
也就我们就想办法赶快劝告他。
So we think of ways to try to persuade him.
好，再赶快到我们一起到餐馆吃饭呢。
Or persuade them to have that meal together.
那边的巴菲啊，就日本餐馆的巴菲，这什么寿司、沙西米都有了。才15块，很便宜。
You may say,
去不去?
That restaurant is a sushi buffet. It's a Japanese restaurant. It's only $15, and it's very good. Do you want to go?
短毛跟毛巾啊，这东西很多要便宜啊。
Oh, so it's a lot of food and cheap.
所以这个就是一个很好的理由来让他去。
So that's a great reason for why he should go.
所以我们要有很充足的理由去劝告别人。
So we need to have reasons, good reasons for why people should listen to us.
那再来请看18章哈的第五节。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 5.
说向犹太人证明耶稣是基督啊。
And testify to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ.
我们刚刚提到辩论、劝化，现在是证明。
So we said he reasoned, persuaded, and now testified.
那证明就是见证呢。
Testifies means that.It is a testimony.
就是根据有一个事实在那里。
Meaning that it is based on a fact.
或许啊，辩论啊，只是一个很抽象的一些教义的。
Maybe reasoning is a very abstract discussion of the doctrine.
好像这五大教义也是一些教条。
Just like the five basic beliefs are doctrinal.
但是这个证明就是说，实行这些教条以后有一个结果。
But testified is that there is a result at the end of that reasoning.
按照圣经所说的去做。
And because if you do what the Bible says,
那就让一个人得到生命。
Then a person can gain life.
让一个人得到平安。
And a person can have peace.
让一个人得到喜乐。
So a person can have joy.
当一个人在充满着挑战的时候，他知道怎么去做。
So the person, when he is in the midst of difficulties and challenges, he knows what to do.
让一个人碰到灰心的时候，他心里面得到能力。
So when a person is disheartened, he can receive strength.
那这个就是事实。
And these are all testimonies or truth.
把这个事实再讲出来。
And so by testifying these facts,
这个就是证明。
That is what Paul did here.
所以我们信主的要多多听见证。
And so as believers, we have to listen to more testimonies.
那其实每一个人都有很好的见证。
And actually, everyone has wonderful testimonies.
在生活上各种不同的体验。
We have varied experiences in our lives.
有些时候是要想一想。
And sometimes we need to give them some thought.
不想的话，什么都没有。
Because if we don't think about them, then we will have nothing.
那经过仔细思考，神的恩典其实是很多的。
And after going through some thought, we realize that God's blessings are so abundant.
再请看18章的26节、28节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 28.
28节。
Chapter 18, verse 28.
在众人面前极有能力，能够拨打犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。这边提到一个拨打犹太人。
Here says he vigorously refuted the Jews.
刚刚我们说是向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
And so before, we said that he testified to the Jews that there was Christ.
因为这是事实啊，耶稣基督复活这个事实是很多人眼睛。
Because it was a fact, and many people eyewitnessed the fact that Lord Jesus was risen from the dead.
现在呢是引圣经啊，证明耶稣是基督啊，是拨打能够拨打犹太人。
And so, using the Bible, he was able to vigorously refute the Jews.
拨打的意思就是说啊，证明其他的人是错的，我是对的。
Vigorously refuting means that he can prove that the others were wrong and he was right.
所以我们现在拨打其他的人的信仰，就证明他们是错的，我们所信的是对的。
So if we can vigorously refute someone else's faith, it proves that we are right and they are wrong.
这个拨打啊。
And that's what it means to vigorously refute.
当然现在的人很客气。
Of course, nowadays, people are very polite.
不大愿意指责别人的错。
People don't want to point out when someone else is wrong.
所以《使徒行传》他们也是一样啊。
And so it's the same in the time of Acts.
他们也是人啊，我们也是人啊，所以我们不愿意讲别人的错啊，他们也是不大愿意讲其他人的错。
There are people just like we are who don't like to point out other people's wrongs.
所以他们就必须要放胆讲论。
And so that's why they have to speak boldly.
说他们当时在祷告什么呢？
So at that time, what do they pray about?
祷告说，神啊，求你让我们放胆啊，放开胆量啊，去传你的福音呢、
啊。They pray to God so that they can be bold to preach the gospel.
当时那些门徒其实跟随耶稣已经跟了很久。
Actually, the disciples have followed Jesus for a long time.
他们没有胆量吗？
Did they not have any courage?
可能没有胆量哎。
Maybe not.
因为要驳倒，要驳倒别人呢、啊。
Because of to vigorously refute someone，
所以求神让我们有胆量。
Takes courage， so we ask the Lord for courage。
我们能够驳倒别人，要指出别人的错来。
So that we can point out when other people are wrong。
我们早期教会的名称啊，叫做万国更新教会。
In the beginning of our church was the church that corrected all the other churches.
要更正别人哦。
It is the one that corrected others.
你说是不是很勇敢呢？
Is that a very bold statement?
很勇敢说你是错，我是对。
Does it take courage to say I'm right, you're wrong?
我们现在的人呢、啊，比较含蓄啊。
People nowadays are more reserved.
也可能比较有修养。
Maybe they're more cultured.
所以比较不敢讲。
And they do not dare as much to point things out.
其实在道理上是要讲清楚的。
But when it comes to the truth, it has to be clear.
因为对照是根据圣经来说对跟错的。
Because right and wrong is spoken from the Bible.
不是按照传统。
Not based on tradition.
就是按照传统的话，保罗所传的都错的。
If it's based on tradition, if Paul preached based on tradition, then what he says is wrong.
因为犹太人很要逼迫他要。找他麻烦啊、
Because the Jews wanted to persecute him.
他说他不按照摩西的律法来教导人遵守耶。
He says that he does not teach others according to the law of Moses.
所以不是根据传统。
So it is not based on tradition.
也不是根据个人的感觉。
It is not based on personal feelings or beliefs.
而是要根据圣经。
But it is based on the Bible.
所以当时啊，他们很勇敢的啊，在传福音呢、啊。
So at that time, they very boldly and courageously preached the gospel.
请看十八章二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 26.
十八章二十六。
Chapter 18, verse 26.
他在会堂里放胆讲道。
He began to speak boldly in the synagogue.
要放胆呢。
Boldly.
不放胆的话，我们就讲不出去，就不敢讲啊。
If there's no boldness, then we're afraid to say anything.
我们传福音也是要放胆。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to be bold.
我们要去实行看看哈。体验看看呢、
We have to do it and give it a try.
上次、跟神学生、去附近传福音，叫一个一个敲门、
Last time with the theological student, we went door by door to preach the gospel.
有些时候也是一样、有很不放胆、就是到那个门口的时候、很想就走了、
And sometimes when we lack the boldness, and we will come to a person's house and we really just want to turn around and leave.
很多次就是算了、
Many times you just want to say, "Oh, it's okay. Don't, you know, let's not do this."
可是当想到说要放胆
，But when I think about that, we have to be bold.
那放胆的意思是不想那么多。
Being bold means that you don't think too much.
因为想太多啊，想他会不会理我们呢、
Because if you think too much, you may wonder if that person will even answer the door.
他可能不会听啊。
Maybe they won't listen to us anyway.
想太多的话，我们就不放胆了。
Because if you think about it too much, then you will lose your boldness.
不用想太多。
So don't think too much.
像当时。这个以色列百姓他们要出 在那个埃及地的时候、法老王说、凡是生男的就把他杀死了、
So at the time of the Israelites when they were under the Egyptians the Pharaoh said that whenever a male child is born they should be put to death
可是那两个 那个说生婆她敬畏神、
But the midwives fear the Lord
她放胆、她不按照法老的旨意去做
And they boldly went against the law of Pharaoh
那她是没有想太多、
And they didn't think too much
因为她只要就想说哎呀我现在违反法老王的命令可能会被砍头、
If they were to start thinking they may think that if I were to go against the command of Pharaoh I may lose my head
她想太多做不出来、
If they thought too much then they wouldn't be able to carry out what they did
你看那个成功的人如果想太多他也是不能够成功的
So those people who are successful if they think too much they cannot ever be successful
做了再说了做、
So they do first then think about it later、
所以他们就放胆讲道
And so they boldly spoke the word of God
那第三个他们是谦虚的学习
Thirdly they humbly learned
好请看十八章二十六节
Chapter 18 verse 26.
然后他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、雅基拉听见，就接他来，将神的道 给他讲解得更详细。
So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more precisely.
这个亚波罗他原来是很有学问的，很有口才啊。
Apollos was a very learned man and very eloquent.
又很热心。
And fervent.
白基加亚基加听了他讲的道以后。
And after Aquila and Priscilla heard him,
觉得他懂得还不够啊。
They thought that what he knew was not enough.
因为他以前只是单知道啊约翰的洗礼。
Because he only knew of the baptism of John.
现在还要奉耶稣的名受洗啊。
Now they he should know to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰的洗礼是好。
So even though the baptism of John was good.
但是现在耶稣已经来了啊。
But now Jesus has come.
要信耶稣啊。
You have to believe in Jesus.
要靠耶稣的名得救啊。
You have to be saved through the name of Jesus.
是耶稣为我们钉十字架。
It was Jesus who died on the cross for us.
并不是约翰为我们钉十字架。
John did not die on the cross for us.
约翰只是一个介绍。
John was a person who made the introduction.
所以白基拉跟亚居拉他们就要把神的道理耶稣的事情讲得更详细。
So Aquila and Priscilla explained to him the way of God more accurately.
他就听啊。
And he accepted it.
这个不简单呢。
This is not easy.
因为他已经知道了很多啊。
Because he already knows so much.
他很热心。
And he was fervent.
他又有口才。
And he was eloquent.
他说他能够听别人的。
But he was able to listen to others.
因为传福音的人也是经常要学习。
And so a person who preaches the gospel have to learn himself.
因为这个社会是多变的。
Because the society is always changing.
这个社会是多元的。多元化。
This culture is diverse.
尤其现在要面对很多这个社会上各种不同的议题。
So there's a lot of there's many issues that are happening in society today.
比如说同性恋的问题。
For example, the issue of homosexuality.
堕胎的问题。
Or abortion.
这些我们都要学习呀。
And we have to learn about these things.
怎么来面对
？And how to face them.
所以。他们就很谦虚的在学习。
And so they humbly learned.
那再来二十七节。
And then verse 27.
他想要往亚该亚去，弟兄们就勉励他。
And when he desired to cross the Achaia, the brethren exhorted him.
他是讲道的人呢。
So he was a speaker.
他是主讲的人。
He is a main speaker.
他是很有学问的人。
He is very learned.
很有口才。
And eloquent.
心里又很火热。
He is also very fervent.
好像一个很有恩赐的传道吧。
Just like an extremely gifted pastor.
现在弟兄姐妹要去勉励他，鼓励他。
And so now the brothers and sisters are to exhort him.
你去勉励一个传道。
So if we ask you to go exhort a minister,
你说我不敢。
You will say, oh no no, it's not my place.
大家认为是传道不需要鼓励的，不需要勉励的。
Because you will think that oh pastors don't need my encouragement.
不是传道也是长出来是需要鼓励勉励。
But ministers also need our exhortation.
有人勉励鼓励他们就听。
And when people exhort them, they listen.
对，很谦虚。
Because they are very humble.
那我们有一句话叫谦虚懦怀的。虚怀若谷，就是那个心胸很宽啊，好像就山谷一样的宽广。
And some people have hearts that are so broad, just like mountain ranges are so wide.
那你看山谷很深啊，那水一流的时候，它才能够积很多的水啊。
So mountain ranges they're also very deep, so that water can remain in the valleys.
那他内心才会充满啊。
And so these people's hearts are like that, so their hearts can be filled.
当时所罗门他也是有广大的心啊。
And so Solomon also had a magnanimous heart.
他本来是有智慧。
He not only was wise.
但是神也给他有一个广大的心。
But God also gave him a broad
heart. 所以他就能够学习。
So he's able to learn.
他也从别人来学习。
And he can learn from other people.
我们人是一个社交的动物啊。
Humans are social creatures.
所以要互相学习啊。
And so we have to learn from one another.
学习是有好处的。
And it's beneficial to us to learn more.
所以福音尖兵的楷模。
And so the model of evangelical pioneers.
他们有神的爱。
They have the love of Christ.
有神的灵。
They have the spirit of God.
有神的话。
And the word of God.
他们传道精神很好。
And they have a very good attitude when they preach the gospel.
他们经常跟人辩论。
They reason with people.
劝化。
To persuade them.
能够用事实来证明。
And use facts to testify.
能够很勇敢地指出 别人的错来。
And they very boldly point out the errors in other.
那同时，他们也是很谦虚的在学习。
But at the same time, they are also humble learners.
再唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
284首。
284.